Eric Rice and Troy Snatters here, both from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. They now play music as Altamita, based in Toronto. On their new album, Born Losers, much of the music, like lots of all kinds of music, is about longing to get out of town and go someplace down the road.
Born losers, the turnpike gate, their dreams coming undone.
Eric Rice and Troy Snattersey join us now from Toronto. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's listen to some of what I found a very arresting song, Nightmare Town. Down by that river full of shopping carts where the beauty ends and all the madness starts. Troy Snattersey, where did this song come from in your imagination or experience?
At the time that I wrote it, my girlfriend and I had been, you know, talking about, she showed me the movie Badlands, the Terrence Malick movie.
We should explain that Badlands, of course, is based on the real life story of Charles Starkweather, who went on a murder spree in the 1950s.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, obviously, like, there's taking the sort of violent aspect out of it. I feel like just like I found the desperation in their situation to be compelling and maybe something that I could insert myself into from, like, a writing from a character standpoint.
Do you think that you can put something of Edmonton into your music that a lot of other musical acts just don't have? Eric Rice?
I think when you grow up here and as you write music from that standpoint of whether or not you're in the city or you're leaving the city or maybe you love the city or you hate the city, I think that that kind of relationship with it definitely imparts a lot of itself into the song, you know, like that, the fact that you mentioned that one line about the river full of shopping carts. I mean, growing up just outside of Edmonton, that, you know, my summer job when I was in the university student was quite literally fishing shopping carts out of the river that ran through our town. Being somewhere for that long certainly has an effect on you. And I think that that's a relatable thing with everybody's hometown.
Bought a dead man's suit in Denver. Then I wore it on the stage. Got me thinking about impermanence. How everything dies with age.
What is your music and performance and the gift you have? What does it mean to you to be able to do, particularly during what I understand have been some difficult times?
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of always felt a lot more comfortable creating something on stage with a group of like-minded people. We're just kind of really, I think, with this record, hitting a stride sonically, and the content that Troy is putting into that, the lyrics and the songs themselves is, you know, is just growing and getting better and better. You know, like, the personal aspect of it is something I think Troy can probably speak to a little bit better, but that's sort of how it feels for me.
Troy Snattersey, you had to live through a lot of personal loss recently, didn't you?
My dad suffered a pretty serious stroke. He was in a coma for a couple of weeks and, you know, miraculously came out of it. And then my stepbrother, who was 18 at the time, ended up passing away maybe a week later in a motor vehicle accident. It's sort of that dichotomy between being obviously extremely relieved that my, you know, dad had pulled through, and then having my 18-year-old stepbrother pass away, you know, it just sort of had me considering why maybe some people are given a second chance and some people aren't. And it also had me considering my own mortality and what I was sort of going after in life with music and everything else. And yeah, it was just very informative to a lot of this record.
When I looked into the song Just Me and You, we're going to hear a little of it now.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. After everything that we have to, you know, yeah.
I thought that could be a song, Troy Schnattersy, for either your father or your stepbrother or both.
Absolutely, yeah. It was actually for my brother, my blood brother. It was just when we were kind of going through that entire experience, we realized that, you know, we were kind of going through it alone. And if my dad wouldn't have pulled through, then, you know, we would have just been sort of on our own. And so I wrote it as sort of a love song to him.
After everything that we've been
through. Altamita's Eric Grice and Troy Schnattersy, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck to both of you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been an honor. Hey.